Now that's the reference here that we have in Ezekiel. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. He was the one on one end holding out his wings to cover the mercy seat. He had position, he had privilege, he had perfection. And suddenly he realized that. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. I have set thee so. So that was God's design. That's where God put him. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. He was there where God was. He was in the presence of God. Thou hast walked up and down the midst of the stones of fire. Now that word stones is specific, and it means building stones, construction stones, masonry. That's a reference to the power of God. He had been in the presence of God and exposed and knew and understood to some degree the power of God. Now you can see disaster coming. The anointed cherub, the holy mountain of God. Now, if you want to know about the holy mountain of God, it's in Psalms 48:22. Don't lose this spot. I will read it to you. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion in the sides of the north, the city of the God. Is Mount Zion, the holy mountain of God, in the sides of the north, the city of the great king. We'll see that in reference in Isaiah as well. But he had been there on the holy mountain of God where God was. He knew the construction stones of God, the building of God, the power of God. And this is, thou wast perfect in thy ways. Always made the right decision. Always did the right thing. That's amazing, isn't it? From the day thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. God always gives man a choice. He said in Deuteronomy, I've set for your life and death, blessing and cursing. In case we're confused, he said, choose life. I love that. I don't like to be confused. One man who had a decision to make, he said, all I want God to say is say, do this and don't do that. I can do that. He said, I will obey. I will obey. And he said, God won't say a thing. And I said, I can't make him say anything either if he's not going to tell you. Sometimes he wants us to stretch forth our faith and use our faith. There is growth in using your faith. If you don't ever have any obstacles, you don't grow very fast as a Christian. So the next time you have an obstacle, you know you'll overcome because you have the power of the living God on the inside of you. You have the wisdom of God. You're led of the Spirit of God. And in that process, you're going to grow stronger. And so you were perfect in your ways when day you created. Iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, that's what you buy or sell, that's your possessions. What possessions did he have? His beauty, his wisdom, the fact that he was heaven's pattern. And I expect that his body saying didn't hurt him any. Now, spiritual guest makers say he was in charge of heaven's music. That is possible. It's not written. You have to be very careful when you stretch the Bible to cover your opinion. They have filled the midst of thee with violence. Now, here's the first thing. Here's what sin caused. Violence. That word violence simply means unjust, that which is not just, that which is not right. And thou hast sinned, therefore I'll cast thee as profane. And we have three references to this. Cast thee with profane out of the mountain of God. Do you remember Jesus said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven? Mm-hmm. See, God doesn't have a Satan problem. He doesn't have a sin problem. He's in charge. He's God. He's a good God. He's kicked him out. As profane, you see that word, profane? See, this helps us because when we're in our own life or talking to somebody, trying to help somebody, we can recognize the characteristics of demonic activity. I will destroy the old covering cherub from the midst of the stones of fire. He's going to lose his access. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. And that's where he first tripped, was because he was so good looking, so beautiful. He thought he ought to be promoted, and he decided I'll just promote myself. That's amazing, isn't it? Corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness, which is another word for beauty. I will cast thee to the ground, lady, for the kings, and they may behold thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries. That's the holy place, the place of residence, the place of God's presence. By the iniquity of your traffic, therefore will I bring thee forth a fire out of the midst of it, shall devour thee. I will bring the ashes upon the earth in the sight of all the holy. All they that knew thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. So he causes great terror, which is the Hebrew word for alarm. What he does is not right. It causes great alarm. It's profane. Anything that's profane is less than the statue of heaven.